oral hearings into the Barbados Light and Power Company's request for a rate hike commenced in September last year and concluded in October. There was then an opportunity for the BL&P and interveners to submit written submissions. Chief Executive Officer of the FTC, Dr. Marsha Avili Aikechi, tells Starcom Network News the interveners were allowed until the 31st of last month to respond, and four of the seven interveners responded. Those responses were shared with the Barbados Light and Power, which was given until today to respond in turn. And while up to this morning no BL&P's response was received by the FTC, the Commission expected to receive a response by the end of today. There was also a second component, the power company's motion to stay, review and vary the FTC's decision that was rendered on February 15th. In relation to that, Barbados Light and Power was given until April 4th to submit any additional information it wanted to provide, but no additional information was provided. The interveners now have until May 5th to make any further submissions on the Light and Power's motion to stay or vary the FTC's February ruling. The FTC says it's on hold until it gets those responses. Tony Shirokyo, Starcom Network News.